Wildfires on the West Coast right now are stretching from Medford, Oregon to San Diego. Thousands of homes are in jeopardy, and evacuees have been driven to friends, relatives, shelters, or even campgrounds on the coast where the air is more breathable.
I had to be evacuated on Monday at 2 o'clock in the morning.
I am speaking with Lorna Burr, currently a resident of Santa Rosa, California.
Where we physically live, or where I have been living in the last month, is the Fountain Grove area of Santa Rosa. We live at Brush Creek, right at the base of that mountain. That entire mountain is gone. It's all those homes went up in flame.
Power is out in the region and phone service is spotty at best. Lorna was evacuated at 2 in the morning as neighbors alerted her to the danger.
They came into the bedroom and I realized the whole place was full of smoke. And I went outside and saw the mountain was on fire.
Lorna's partner is a retired firefighter who was recently called into service to save a fellow firefighter's personal home.
He hasn't fought a fire in 8 years. He's going to go and try and save some fireman's house. They're getting all the older firemen together to try and go save someone's house in Sonoma. It's like a surreal movie. That's all I can tell you.
Many Butte residents listening right now can remember the quality of air in our town this last summer. Listen how Lorna describes the air quality in Sonoma County, California.
The sky is full of smoke everywhere around. The ground is ash. I'm sure you can hear it in my voice. I've been breathing this for days, and you just wake up choking.
Bear in mind, her description is of Santa Rosa, California, just one area that is being affected by these wildfires. The fire that drove Lorna from her home traveled 15 miles over rugged, mountainous terrain in approximately 4 hours.
The Tubes fire that took us, just to give you an example of how it's moving, it approximately 10 o'clock at night started in Calistoga. The winds were 75 miles an hour, blowing. The fire went from Calistoga to the Fountain Grove area in Santa Rosa in 4 hours and completely annihilated everything in its path.
Yeah. Do you know anyone who has actually died?
No, we don't, but we do know that there's approximately, when I went to bed last night, there's 37 people that are confirmed dead, but we have over 300 missing people, and they're not letting, that's why they won't let people go back into the areas to look for their stuff, because they're trying to find bodies and they don't want anybody around for that, because it's a lot of missing people.
I asked Lorna to describe what a typical day in her life is like right now.
I left the campsite on Tuesday to go to work because I had to do wedding hair, because the girl was crying because this was happening. So I wasn't going to let her down. And it's a 2-hour drive from where I was at the river to Mill Valley. I was out of gas. I couldn't see a street sign in front of me. There's no gas, no gas stations, no electricity, so nothing worked. No banks are open, and I had no money. At one point, and your phones don't work, and I got lost from all the detours. I'm not that familiar with the area, but they keep sending you on detours so you avoid the fire. And I literally had to pull over and start crying because I didn't know where I was, and I couldn't get gas. We needed that, and I can't believe we didn't have it. That would have been the first thing we needed. You need extra gas in case of an emergency, because if you run out of gas and you can't get out of the area, it's just crazy, because we've learned a lot.
We've been speaking with Lorna Burr from Santa Rosa, California, one of the thousands of evacuees from California fires. For the KBMF News Team, this is Joe Stark reporting.